This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In a few days, Major League Soccer is expected to announce a new Atlanta franchise to begin play in the new Atlanta Falcons Stadium in 2017. But what are the chances a team would make it here? Atlanta has had pro soccer before, in fact, a pro soccer championship back in the 70s. And what are the challenges a new team would face? Sports writer Stephen Goff blogs about the soccer world for The Washington Post. Stephen Goff, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks. Glad to join you.
In our contacts with MLS, they have simply said, look, we expect to have something. We're just going to dot the I's and cross the T's. Based on what you hear from your sources, is it pretty much a done deal that MLS is coming here?
Yeah, I think so. They're planning this announcement. They wouldn't plan this announcement if everything was not complete, and now they're just going to unveil it in spectacular fashion, I'm sure, next week.
MLS, it seems, is at a critical point because it started small, it grew very slowly and carefully, and it is now at a point where it's becoming quite popular. But it's not at a point where it can afford a major misstep. So did MLS have to get some pretty clear assurances from Atlanta that the fan base could be sustained, that the team would be able to afford to be competitive?
Sure. And the big thing is the expansion fee, which has been rising pretty steadily over the years. I mean, I don't know exactly what the Atlanta people will pay. I imagine it's $70 to $100 million just to get into the league. And you have to promise to put up a product that's worthy of the league. And the product has gotten a lot better. Over, 15, 20 years ago when the league started, it was a very simple, bare-bones league with 10, 12 markets. And in the last couple of years, things have improved, and there's a level of expectation, and Atlanta will have to meet that as well. Just like any other league, there are strong franchises, there are middling franchises, and there are lower-tier ones that need some help. And where Atlanta fits into that, we'll see.
When it comes to attracting fans at first, is MLS looking at Atlanta as having to do something like the LA Galaxy did, which is bring in some big names like Donovan and Beckham, rather than have more of a homegrown community feel like Seattle or Salt Lake? Or does Atlanta have to haul in a big international star for those first few seasons?
That's a good question. As a first-year team, you want to make a splash, and you do that with either signing, a U.S. star with World Cup credentials, maybe a foreign player with World Cup credentials, or you go and hit the demographics, perhaps try to get a high-quality, well-known Mexican player, for instance. I mean, at the end of the day, I think a winning team, a winning product will bring people in.
Do we know whether MLS has had to get guarantees from the ownership group or Arthur Blank in particular that, A, they'd be prepared to lose money for quite a while at first, and number two, would there be tie-ins that MLS would look for, like involvement with youth soccer, for instance, or perhaps eventually bringing a women's team back, those kinds of things that would tie in and perhaps be a way of bringing a broader fan base in?
There are two MLS teams that operate professional women's teams in the NWSL, Portland and Houston. Do you have to promise that to get into MLS? No, not at all. I'd be shocked if that were an issue. Community relations, outreach, youth development, yeah, sure, that's all part of your strategy.
And as far as the losing money is concerned, do they expect that Arthur Blank and the team would have enough deep pockets to lose money for a while before any timetable for taking hold would kick in?
Sure. A lot of teams in this league have never made any money. And, this has been a slow growth, patient league. Would they like to see, Atlanta be able to mimic Seattle's success? Sure, but the investors are putting money into the league. So as long as they're, as long as they maintain that investment in the league in turn will let them do what they want, how they want to do it, and hopefully there'll be a financial windfall down the road.
Stephen Goff is a sports writer for The Washington Post, where he blogs about the world of soccer. Steve, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.